from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An 84-year-old porcupine man has a court date next month on four firearms charges over an incident that resulted in his neighborhood being contained by police yesterday. City police say the man has been in a dispute with City Hall over his use of an undeveloped municipal property. When two bylaw officers visited him, things became contentious. Investigators say the man fired a gun. Officers seized some weapons and arrested the man. He's been released from custody. Containment of the Frank Street, Haileybury Crescent area lasted about an hour. Today's provincial throne speech warns that the Ford government will exercise prudent management in the months and years to come, but insists that tax hikes and spending cuts are not part of the plan. The speech, which is the blueprint for the upcoming session of the legislature, keeps the campaign promise of a 5% raise for ODSP recipients and connects future increases to inflation. On healthcare, the government says it's engaging with healthcare partners to find solutions to problems in that sector. As Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell delivered the Ford government's throne speech, she mentioned passenger rail service for our region.
And to the people of northeastern Ontario, your government will bring back the Northlander train to Timmins and back home to Cochrane, restoring a key passenger rail line that will better connect the north to central and southern Ontario.
In early April, Premier Doug Ford rode the train to Porcupine to announce $75 million for the Northlander. It was at the site of a new train station to be the terminus of the service before looping back to Cochrane. Business owners who want to hire employees from other countries are invited to attend a webinar on Wednesday, August 31st. It's being organized by the Francophone Immigration Support Resource Network. Economic Development Agent Marie-Josée Tremblay says there was lots of interest shown for the webinar during a couple of recent conferences.
To over 120 employers throughout Northern Ontario who were really looking forward to having this webinar and having more information on different strategies to recruit at a minimal cost.
An English conference begins at 9:30, followed by a French one at 2 in the afternoon. Tremblay says Francophone immigration staff members will be available to answer questions. There's a link to register for the conference on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.